Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. The podcast this week was taken from audio from one of my previous Monday mantras, but now that 2018 is fully underway, the audio is incredibly poignant. Goal setting is the lifeblood of our industry, but it can be both wonderful and devastating if we don't hit our goals. So I want to share with everybody here a couple of stories and also a couple of techniques that have allowed me to hit my goals and improve my business. So stay with me and thanks for listening. What's up, everybody? Good morning. So today's session is all about goals. Goal setting for me is something that I like to do. I like to do it really much more on a broad scale, right? So I have done goals in a whole myriad of ways, right? The traditional method of doing goals is you write down, I want to make $200,000, or I want to make $2 million, or I want to make $10 million, whatever the goal is. Now, I got to be honest with you, I'm not a massive fan of that way of setting goals, and I'll tell you why. Because I feel that when our goals are purely monetary, right? If our goals are only financial, I think that it's a little bit of a hollow goal for me. And number two, it kind of sets us up for disaster, right? What if we don't hit that quarterly number? What if we don't hit $50,000 by the end of March, or I want to do $250,000 by the end of March, right? This third week of March is coming along, and you're nowhere near your goal, your financial goal, and the steam begins to come out of you, right? And you begin to feel a little bit kind of like, oh, well, I'm not going to hit this goal. You begin to drift, and then you think, screw it, I'm not going to hit the goal. So this whole year is a wash. So case in point is this. I had an agent sitting in my office about a week ago, a lovely young lady at PLG, and she was like, I want to have a goal for the new year. So there are things that are in our control, and there are things that are out of our control, right? All we can focus on is what's in our control. We cannot force the world to provide us with 20 deals a month, or 10 deals a month, or 5 deals a month, whatever the number is. But what we can control is what we put out into the world. Let me drill down on this a little bit. So this lovely young agent sat in front of me and she's like, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And I said, the only thing that you are 1000% in charge of is the work that you put out. So I said to her, you need to be reaching out to at least 25 people a day. You need to be reaching out to your sphere at least 25 people a day. And if you hit 50 people a day through the DM, it can be, you know, preferably people you know, kind of know, sort of know, might know, but when you run out of them, you DM other people through social media, right? If you're hitting 50 people a day, if you do that for 3 months, that should be the goal. The goal should be 50 people a day, 5 days a week for 3 months. And then we assess what's going on. I see it done the other way, and it's really detrimental. I see agents killing themselves, right? They may do this 50 people a day, 50 contacts a day. And then after 2 months, there's no deals. And they've set up a goal of, in the first 3 months of 2018, I'm going to have 3 deals. Or in the first 3 months of 2018, I'm going to have 6 deals. Whatever it is. And then if you don't hit those goals, the steam comes out. I am a huge fan of, this is just my personal belief structure. The universe is going to put in front of me what the universe puts in front of me. All I can do is contribute work and great ethics and every ounce of energy I've got. The rest is not up to me, right? The rest is not up to me. I don't want to see people killing themselves and beating themselves up and thinking about themselves badly if they're not hitting monetary goals. I think it's a far healthier way to go into any goal making with what you can control. Podcast. So, case in point is this. Some of you guys know that I used to be in the music business. Some of you know that I used to be a record producer, a successful record producer in the dance music arena, had a lot of hits. So, When I was 15, I was like, I want to be a record producer, right? It wasn't like, I'm going to have a number one by the time I'm 20. It was, I want to be a record producer and I'm going to do every single thing in my power to become a record producer in electronic music, right? So what I did was, I'm like, okay, what's in my power is this. I'm going to catch the Greyhound in England, which is called the National Express, and I'm going to search every dark little nook and cranny for me to find anything to do with recording studios and music. So I packed a bag, jumped on a bus, went to London, and didn't know a soul, ended up working in a clothing store. But while I was working in that clothing store, I figured out that I could go around all of the recording studios, make myself familiar, played in lots of bands, so I was able to speak their language. And eventually, I got in. Long story short is this. I had the goal, which was not monetary, it was a goal, right? I wanted to be a record producer. And ironically, I did have my first number one before I was 20, right? But if I just focused on, I must have a hit record, I probably would have been beating myself up after a year. So let's talk about 2018. Let's talk about 2018. 2018 is going to be a phenomenally good year. I work in real estate and I love real estate. I love my company PLG. And I think 2018 is going to be another glorious year. So what does this mean for our goals? How can I be of maximum service to my clients, right? If I keep what I want as dead last and I keep what my clients want as dead first, I will always be successful. When I was a new agent, I went and showed people houses 150 miles away. As long as my license was valid, I took them and I saw the houses. And I put my heart and soul into it. And I put the client first. And I thought, what can I do? And I researched. And I almost treated them like family. I went above and beyond. A part of the reason was that's kind of the guy I am. But I also knew if I did this, I made myself completely and utterly invaluable to them. And what happened was then people would refer me. They would refer me to other people time and time and time again. That's how I built my business. Life is too freaking short to beat ourselves up, right? If you don't hit your goal and you've given it your best crack, then please, please, please do not beat yourself up. There are some great people that I admire that I've learned a lot from over the years. And one person in particular says, the journey is always better than the destination. I didn't know what that meant when I was a younger man, right? I didn't know what that meant. Now I know to my bones. The journey is better than the destination. Yes, I've got goals. We've all got goals. But if I can wake up every morning in LA, jump into a company that I love and adore, work with people that I love and adore, in an industry that I love and adore, I've already hit the jackpot, right? It's not like I'm grinding it out being a litigator. No offense against litigators. It's not like I'm grinding out in a job that I hate. I wake up every morning in a city that I love, in a job that I love, in a company that I love, with people that I love. The money is the bonus. And I keep that front and center. Be kind to yourselves. Go easy on yourselves. Work hard. Work hard. Work hard. We live in America. It's the best country on the planet. If you're going to be down on your luck, I'd rather be down on my luck in the United States than in somewhere like, you know, Mogadishu. I appreciate your support. God bless, and I'll see you all later. That's about it for the podcast for today. Thank you so, so, so much for joining me. Do not forget to hit that subscribe button. Yes, go ahead and hit it and share all this content with your mates. I will be back in the shaking of a lamb's tail, and you can always get more at petelorimer.com or peterlorimer.com, whichever you prefer. And I will see you soon with business strategies and all sorts of loveliness. But most of all, thanks for listening.